PMM 531.
Yep, George Smith has hung up his boots, is calling his retirement from rugby. This was actually 2 days ago, but I'm sorry, I just picked up on it, so I'm sorry, this was trending and I just found out. So George Smith, the Tongan, 33 years old, he's Tongan and is an Australian rugby union player. He's currently a flanker for Bristol Bears, which I think, is it?
England,
UK. But he's mostly known for his 12 years playing for Australia, mostly for the Brumbies in Super Rugby, where he played 142 games. He's the second most capped Wallaby forward with 111 tests for Australia, and he holds the world record as the youngest player to have played 100 games at 29 years of age.
And also a John Eales medalist or winner 2002-2008. Can't speak highly enough of this great athlete. And to my shame, I thought he had retired a while back because it seemed like this guy's been around for years.
Yeah.
But many great battles, especially with the ABs back in the day there. Mr. George Smith, he was always a thorn in the side of the All Blacks forwards with his uncompromising style of play. And man, this guy had an engine. Just the full 80 minutes, just go, 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 go. And I'm sure many people, including rugby players, fans, and that tributes. Any tributes you got to read out there, maybe?
Yeah, so Dan Carter's even paid tribute to the guy. He posted up a photo of him kicking a conversion, and George Smith is running forwards to block the conversion, and he says, "I used to hate playing this guy because he was so bloody good." Congratulations, George Smith, on an epic career, a true legend of the game. And people are just coming out, like Matt Gatto, David Pocock, other rugby players are coming out to just say how much of an all-rounder he was and how much of a true legend he was of the game. Even Greg Clarkey has mentioned he's the number one for him. George Smith is his number one. So talented, so consistent, and he always knew that he'd be giving 100% in all the games that he'd playing.
Inconsistent, definitely.
And I've just got an unpopular opinion. Remember the unpopular opinion, Fred? Somebody's just chimed in saying George Smith was better than Richie McCaw.
Oh, now that would be a good... I'm sure that would be up for debate because many people consider Mr. McCaw being the greatest flanker of all time. But then for many Pacific Islanders, it's hard to go past the Iceman, Mr. Michael Jones. But yes, congratulations on a wonderful career, Mr. Greg Smith, and no doubt in
George.
Whatever. Oh my gosh. Where's my head at, Mr. George Smith? And no doubt in whatever career path he pursues now, post-retirement, he'll be just as successful off the field as he was on it. Malo au pito.